Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another episode of The Shoot Treatment. And when I was first introduced to this week's guest, many years ago now, actually, he was described to me as the best frontman in Liverpool without a band. I didn't really understand what that meant. And then I saw him sing Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al at John Gibbon's wedding, and it all fell into place. Welcome to the show, Adam Melia.
Hello, Martin. Thanks very much for the introduction. I'm not sure about that. It definitely sounds like something Neil would say.
It was Neil who said it.
Yeah. He's good at bigging people up. I like that about Neil. I'm not sure really whether whether this best frontman thing is apposite, but
you've heard it before, or is this the first time you've heard that?
No, I have heard it before. Yeah. I guess maybe I just never really tried to do that. So it's just one of those things where it's a general interest, singing everything.
You know how to control the stage and your voice.
Right.
And for the many people that haven't heard it, you do a karaoke version of Under Pressure with Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Which I'm amazed that the Anfield Rap has never released as a single. perhaps over Christmas.
Yeah. It's funny with karaoke. Yeah, me and Ben always used to do I'm On My Way by The Proclaimers during the 2013, I think it was all 13-14 this, yeah. Late 13-14 in the saddle. But the funny thing about it is that I think we sort of started psyching each other out and not knowing which Proclaimer we were after a while. We started off absolutely like in the pocket of not like, you know, we had a sixth sense of knowing how to do it somehow the first time we did it. And then it just got worse as time went on, which is that, yeah, maybe that's what happens. You need to practice after a while. You can't just rely on.
I think that's what happened to Simon and Garfunkel.
Maybe. Yeah. Garfunkel kept coming in.
Not in the saddle, but never mind. Right then, this week's player. Let's see, Adam, if you can guess who it is.
Okay.
He signed for Liverpool from Brighton in 1981. For a club record transfer fee of £900,000, which was twice as much as we paid for Kenny Dalglish just 4 years before. He would go on to make 356 appearances for Liverpool, scoring 18 goals, winning 5 league titles, 4 league cups, 1 FA Cup, and a European Cup. He's perhaps best known, though, by some of our younger listeners as a pundit and co-commentator on the BBC, where he worked for 30 years.